time. My mom always likes us to go around the table and say something that we're thankful for. And it seems like most years I say I'm thankful for trees. I was thinking about trees and, you know, why do I like them? And a lot of that is just, you know, an emotional response. I just think they're beautiful and I love them. It's not like I sat down and worked out a mathematical formula that told me why I like trees. I just, they're beautiful and I like them. And there's something in me that, I don't know, really responds to them. So, I was thinking about trees and the leaves, the cover that has the leaves on it. I was particularly thinking of something that I learned a couple of years ago that was just one of those really cool things. And that was that shade from a shade tree, you know, when you're under a tree for shade, that shade actually keeps you cooler than man-made shade. Like if you were sitting underneath a canopy or a carport roof or a, you know, front porch roof or something like that, the shade there definitely does help you to not be as hot. It helps you cool off a little, but it doesn't do as good a job of that as actually sitting under a tree shade does. And it turns out that it's because the tree's leaves are releasing just a little bit of moisture into the air all day, and that makes the air under them cooler. It's almost like, it's kind of like air conditioning in a way. And I thought, well, that is so cool that God made trees a better means of shade than the ones we can buy or make ourselves. And I was thinking that, you know, God designed them that way. That was one of the good things He no doubt had in mind for them when He was making them. And all these things about trees that I thought of are things that have parallels in our spiritual lives too. God designed trees to bring shade, to refresh people or animals, and to refresh us when we get overworked, overly hot. And He can also work through you to refresh the people who are around you. A lot of times, I've noticed that a day that maybe I'm up, Joe's down, or vice versa. And while that's, you know, not as fun as having every day be a day when we're both, you know, up, it also has a good thing about it, and that is that when I'm down, there's probably going to be somebody in my family who's not down and who can help me and encourage me in that way. And I imagine that's the way it is a lot here too, that some days you're down and some days you're up. And when you are down, there are people who will be not so down that they can't give you some comfort. And God definitely uses you to refresh the people around you. Not just the other residents, but even the staff. And you certainly do that for us. This is the best part of the week for us. The very best. And other thing that trees do, which is super important, is make us able to have air that we can actually breathe and that doesn't kill us. Because the air that comes out of our mouths when we exhale, it has got carbon dioxide in it. And we can't breathe carbon dioxide. We would die if that's the kind of air that was around all the time. But the trees take that out of the air, use it to help themselves make food, and then give off oxygen. And that's the stuff that we can breathe and that we absolutely have to have for life. And in the Bible, there is often talking about water and the Spirit, and those are things that we just naturally sense are parallels of a greater reality that we can't yet see with our eyes. But God provides these trees to give us our physical life, our physical oxygen to breathe. And he even uses them to take the trash, the air trash, the carbon dioxide that we breathe out, and uses that to turn it into oxygen that is life-giving. And that's a really cool thing. And God, he takes our sins, our trash. That's what we don't have anything better to offer sometimes, and He will take that and in exchange give us life, give us righteousness, not based on our perfection, but just based on His love and his never-changing desire to have us be members of his family. And so we are, not because we deserve it, but because he makes it happen. And so kind of like the trees are given our trash breath, and they take it and use it to give us life-giving air, God takes our sins and gives us life and righteousness despite our imperfections. He gives us that in return. So that is pretty cool. Another really cool thing about trees that I also used to not know, I don't know if I wasn't listening in school or if they just didn't mention it, but trees also have, you know, the root systems are as big as the tree itself. If you look at a tree, you look at a big oak tree or a maple tree, the roots under the ground that you can't see, but are there, and they're as big as the tree itself. The roots about where the edge of the trees, you know, the in circle that you can go around the tree at the edge of it, that's about where the roots underground are having their edge too. And they're usually about as deep and wide as the tree part that we can see. And that's kind of incredible. And the roots do really important things. They, for one thing, they keep the tree from falling over, and they hold the dirt there. They keep the wind and the water and the rains from just blowing away and washing away all the soil that we need and that the trees and all kinds of creatures need. And the roots also are able to keep the tree alive once it gets deep roots. It's very vulnerable when it's a young tree and hasn't got a good deep root system. And so God wants us to be careful and gentle with people when they need it, kind of like the way you would be if you were trying to raise a small tree, a seedling especially, or a sapling. You've got to water them frequently and be real careful with them. And God wants us to have care for the people and situations in our lives that need that carefulness. And but once the tree roots have been well established and are good and deep and wide, kind of like that song, Deep and Wide, then it can keep the tree alive even in drought. You don't have to water it anymore. And even in drought, the tree can stay alive. And those roots give the tree its the minerals out of the ground that it needs for kind of like its food and the water that it needs. And when God puts many good things in our life, certainly the scriptures, the Bible verses, kind words, prayers, many things in our lives to bring forth good fruit. And that's what Jesus said was the way you know if it's a good thing or not, is it bringing forth good fruit in your life? Or is it bringing forth bad fruit in your life? But if you take the time to think about, okay, you know, is this something, you know, think about it. What in my life or my daily routine draws me closer to God or makes me think about cool or important stuff that I wouldn't think about otherwise or just helps me to be more wholesome? You know, it might be like because you're watching Gilligan's Island instead of Days of Our Lives or something like that. You know, I can totally use those kinds of things too. But whatever they were, when it's, and if you can't think of anything, then, you know, go grab something. go watch that bunny over there, or talk to a friend who's cheerful, or pray. Find the things that will nourish you spiritually and emotionally, and hang on to them. You know, roots have to hang on really tight. And we need to find the things in our life we need to notice, which things are kind of bring forth good fruit. And we need to grab onto those things. We need to lay hold of them and not let them go. And also, I was thinking about with trees and water, anytime you see a tree, it's an indicator that there's water there or water nearby. And you especially notice this, like if you've ever gone on a trip out west or any place where it's a drier climate than what we have here, often you'll go for miles and miles and just see, you know, fields. And then, you know, way off in the distance you see some trees. And that usually means there's a creek there or some other source of water. And so if you were a traveler and you needed water, which you probably would if you were on foot walking through vast expanses, you would head for those trees because they are indicating that there's water there. And that means there's life there, and that you will stay alive if you go over there where those trees are and get into that water, drink that water. And you can be like that to other people too. Each time you are kind or have a good word of perspective to speak, that is a signal of life to the people around you, and they will often be drawn to that. Sometimes you'll notice it in somebody and be drawn to that, and that's and God created trees to do all these things, but He also made us to do these kinds of things only, you know, in a spiritual way. And He designed us carefully. The Bible says we were designed for good works in Christ, and you know, He's given you a mission. We were talking the other day about being ambassadors and reconciling and bringing peace, and He has made you to be a marker. When we see the tree, it's like a marker. We know there's water over there, and you are like markers in other people's lives. They see you, they know there's something different there, they know there's something good there that they like, and they are refreshed by your spirit, and that's cool. God is using you in the spiritual realm, as He uses trees in the physical realm. And there's also, I don't even think I wrote this one down, but one thing we like to do with trees, especially kids, who usually just go ahead and do the thing instead of standing around wondering if it's, should I do this or should I not? You know, they'll always want to climb trees. And climbing trees is really good for perspective in practical ways. If you're ever lost in a forest or something like that, climb up high enough in the tree to get a good view and tell where you are and what direction you should go in. And God makes you guys able to be ones who can give perspective to others. And a lot of times we really need that, because a lot of times the area I might struggle in is something that maybe Joe doesn't, or maybe it's something that, you know, somebody else I know, family or friend, doesn't, and they can kind of help me with that. And then there may be something that they struggle with that I can help them with. In different ages of mankind, usually every generation does some things, have weaknesses or blind spots, but other generation, but they also have some real strengths that maybe the generation before them didn't have, or the generation that comes after didn't have. And God also uses that. Each of us, depending on our lives, our backgrounds, you know, when we grew up or whatever, we're going to have some strong points in our life. We're going to have some blind spots too. But when God puts us all together, we get an opportunity to see what that other person is saying and realize that, oh, I had a blind spot in that area. And they're right. I need to remember that. And so God uses you to give perspective. We need that. That's one of the reasons we need one another, is because we all have our own blind spots, and they're not the same. And so people who don't have the blind spot that I have can help me, and vice versa. And also, trees in all four seasons, and God uses you as just a way of showing Himself to others and loving them through you. And I was thinking about how, you know, the trees in every season point to some kind of truth. In the spring, you know, we totally get that. New life, hope, the reminder that every moment God gives us is a new opportunity, is a new beginning. And spring is really good at reminding us of that. And summer, time of maturity, and, you know, that's a good and important thing. And that's when the tree is making the fullest use of its energy, and it's producing, you know, the green in the leaves makes it produce its food that'll last it through the winter. And also food that helps all the kind of animals that depend on the tree. But summer, you know, is when it's kind of very productive and making all the good food for itself. And in the fall, man, that's just glorious to look at. It is just just glory, just beauty. And it reminds us of hidden beauties, because those colors are there in the summer, but they don't show up because of the green. But when the green is gone in the fall, we get to see all kinds of cool stuff, the beautiful reds and yellows and oranges that we didn't even know were there. And it can remind us that sometimes there's all kinds of cool stuff that we don't know yet, but we will be seeing. And then in the winter even, you can see the trees' branches and their shapes better than any other season of the year. And they're pointing up. And I think that's really cool. They're pointing toward heaven, toward the sky. They're great signs of reminding us to look up and to have our gaze lifted up. They're reaching up toward the sun, and I think that is really cool. That even when they are bare of their leaves, they show us something. They remind us of something much more than they can when they do have their leaves, because we can't see their branches as well when they have the leaves. But wintertime, we can see them. They're pointing toward the sun, toward the light. And that's a very cool thing.